Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the school bus safety debate. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The Ohio School Bus Safety Working Group met for the first time this week. That meeting follows a crash last month in Springfield, where a minivan struck a school bus, causing it to roll over. An 11-year-old boy died. Reporter Catherine Mobley from Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO has been reporting on that crash and school bus safety more generally, and she joins me now. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Claire.
So only 9 states have seatbelt laws or requirements for school buses. Why aren't these laws more popular?
According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, annually about 11 children nationwide are killed while riding on a school bus that is in a traffic accident. In Ohio, the Ohio Highway State Patrol has recorded 2 children who've died in a school bus accident while they were actually on the school bus. Because of these low numbers of fatalities, it really is not a priority for politicians to push harder for seatbelts or some kind of restraints to be on school buses.
Of course, now it's become more of a pressing issue because of this crash that was in the news last month. But I understand that cost can factor into the decision to have seatbelts on school buses as well. Is that right?
Yes, very much so. The average school bus ranges now between $110,000 and $150,000 just for one school bus. And then if you're going to equip it with 3-point safety belts, that's the shoulder and the lap straps, you need to add another $12,000. Thus, one school bus could cost a district as much as $162,000. That's a very steep price tag, especially for some of the smaller districts.
And then on top of this is the question of uptake, getting kids to actually buckle themselves in and then unbuckle themselves once they get to school or home.
Yeah, definitely. I spoke with a couple of bus drivers and students who ride school buses, and one student, he's actually in second grade, he told me how whenever his bus driver actually stops to drop someone off, the other children on the bus, they jump around, they jump from seat to seat, they are all over the place, so it's rather chaotic. Another difficulty, I spoke with a superintendent from Northeast Ohio, and she was saying with her younger elementary school students, they physically were not able to navigate the seatbelt latches, so they couldn't get themselves out of the seatbelt, which then meant at every stop, the bus driver had to unfasten themselves, go back and unlatch whichever child needed to be let out to get off at the stop.
Other than seatbelts, what safety considerations go into school bus design?
School buses have a lot of safety features. The body of the bus is not actually attached to the frame, and that allows the body to slide and absorb energy in the case of the bus hitting something in the front or from the rear. As well as, the seats are designed based on the theory of compartmentalization. Think of an egg carton, Claire, and the cup that actually holds the egg. You've got the high back seats that are thickly padded and the cushions that are thickly padded. As long as children sit properly in their seat facing forward, they're securely cradled and the padding will absorb any shock from a frontal or rear impact. However, Claire, if a school bus encounters a side impact, the benefits of compartmentalization fail. According to the Ohio School Board Association, the Ohio State Patrol, the National Transportation Safety Board, they all agree compartmentalization will not protect youth in a rollover situation. And this is the focus of those who advocate for shoulder lap seatbelts on school buses.
Catherine Mobley, reporter at WYSO in Dayton and Ohio Newsroom member station. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Claire.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.